You got your Bible, turn tonight to Luke chapter 19. Bless his name. Amen. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. We'll begin reading at verse 1. And the Bible says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature." Or little of stature. "And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest of a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is also of the seed of Abraham. So the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." I want to preach tonight, if God help me for a few minutes on this thought, seeking to save. Seeking to save. Now as we look at this tonight and as we think about it, the Lord is given an illustration here. And you might say that verse number 10 is the illustration of what he's doing. He said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." In other words, what it tells us here is the whole purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ was to come and seek out old sinners. Amen. Seek out those that are lost, praise God, that they might be saved. Now, I think it's kind of ironic as I was looking at this and studying this and reading through this, how God Almighty, through the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes to earth and he begins to walk. And the Bible tells us that he was coming to Jericho and he was fixing to come nigh to Jericho in verse number 35, he said, "They was a blind man set by the way, by the wayside of begging." So we see as Jesus comes nigh to Jericho that when he gets there, there's already somebody that's looking for Jesus that cannot see. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks today that don't see Jesus because they're not looking for him. But I want to say tonight, Brother Robert, if we get to looking for him, I praise his holy name that we'll see him pretty quick. You don't have to look for the Lord long before you'll see him, praise God. You'll recognize his presence. As that beggar began to see and he began to hear that Jesus was coming that way, and he began to cry out, amen, that Jesus, thou Son of David. And Jesus, the Bible tells us that Jesus comes to that place. Even they rebuke him and they tell him to be quiet. Jesus comes to where he is, and Jesus stops and he commands him to be brought unto him. Amen. And when he was come near and he asked him, he said, in verse 41, he said, "What will thou shall do unto you?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee." Amen. Praise God. So I see that, and I think it's kind of ironic that this man's blind. He's sitting out as Jesus comes to Jericho. Amen. Now, in order to get to Jericho, if you come through Jerusalem, you have to come through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. As Jesus comes down to the valley, he comes down to Jericho, and he enters in this place. There's a blind man that can't see. Amen. I see that blind man didn't know about all those hazards that was between Jerusalem and Jericho. But I'm glad there's a God and a Savior, and his name is Jesus, that knew all about the hazards of this world. He knew about the things that lurk in the dark. Amen. I praise God, but he come anyway. And he come to the night of Jericho, and he healed this man that was looking to see, and he gave him his sight. So we see that it's playing out. And then the Bible says, continues on, and says Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. So we see Jesus, as he drew near, he heals the blind man that wanted to see, and he comes on down, and we see as he enters into Jericho, as he's passing through, there was another man named Zacchaeus.
Amen. What we see here in Zacchaeus, he was a sinner that was seeking to see Jesus. Amen. You might just say a seeking sinner, praise God. Amen. Now back when I was lost out, God, I was just an old stinking sinner. Amen. So rotten, I stunk. But praise God, I'm glad that didn't stop Jesus to coming where I was. And so we see this man. He said, behold, there was a man. So we see who he is in verse number 2. He said he was a man. There was a man named Zacchaeus. Amen. It wasn't this isn't a makeup. This isn't something that's a fairy tale. He said there was a man named Zacchaeus. I praise God. And he says that he was a who was this man? He was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. So we see what transpires in this. We see this chief among the tax collectors, and we see that he's rich. And now we know from history that tax collectors didn't make a whole lot of money. So in order to be rich at it, you mean you had to be a little crooked at it. Kind of like the politicians that we have today. They go into office. It's a funny thing that they go into office poor as paupers, and they come out rich beyond means. Amen. Praise God. That's what happens. Why? And you know how that happens? That's cause of sin, because of covetousness, because they take advantage of others. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven that can change all that when a seeking sinner comes to him. So we see who he is, and we see what he does. Verse number 3, the Bible said, and he sought to see Jesus. Amen. Now, somehow or another, he had heard about this man named Jesus. And you say, how do you know? Because you wouldn't seek to see him if you hadn't heard about him. Amen. You know what's wrong? Brother Chris, with the world today? The reason we're not a seeing sinners saved, praise God, because they don't realize they need to seek him. Amen. In other words, they haven't been hearing, praise God, that didn't even know there was a Jesus. I was talking to some people, my nieces the other night, and it's talking about a lot of people in the world that don't even know about God. That's never heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I said, well, if they haven't ever heard, they still stand without excuse, because the Bible said nature itself proclaims that there is a God. You can't look around nature tonight and not realize that there is a God of heaven. Amen. There is a great creator, praise God, that made everything that we see. Amen. So we see this seeking sinner, and we see who he is, and we see what he does. He sought to see Jesus, and he sought to see who that he was. Amen. Now apparently he had heard about him, and he wanted to see for himself who he was. I believe he wanted to see the character. He wanted to see the makeup. He wanted to know who Jesus was. He wanted to know if he was really the thing that they was talking about, if he was the real deal, or if he was just something made up. You know, you can hear a lot of stories, can't you? A lot of stories about a lot of different things, but I'm glad, praise God, I like it when I hear about something, praise God, and it turns out to be the real thing. So Zacchaeus, we see what he does. He says he couldn't see for the press because he is little in stature. Now, so we see what he does. And these obstacles in his way. So what do you do when obstacles get in the way? The Bible says that he couldn't see them for the press. Or in other words, there was too many people in the way. Amen. You say, well, why couldn't he see? Because the Bible said he was little of stature. He was a little short fellow like my wife. Amen. And he couldn't see over the people. Now, when we was in Israel a few years ago, we went to Jericho. And we entered into Jericho just like Jesus did. And as we got into Jericho, there was a great big sycamore tree beside the road. And they said, the guide's telling us that that sycamore tree had been standing there for over 2,000 years. And they said that they say that that was probably the sycamore tree that Zacchaeus had climbed up into to see the Lord, because he wanted to see who he was. Amen. So I can see in my mind's eyes as Jesus goes down that dirt road, people lined up on both sides to see him, and Zacchaeus, praise God, the obstacles in the way he couldn't see, so he takes the initiative, praise God, to see the Lord Jesus Christ. He takes the initiative, praise God. You know what it means to take initiative? It means to just take charge of the situation. Amen. If we're going to see Jesus, praise God, it's going to have to be because we want to. If we're going to see Jesus moving in the hearts and minds of people, it's going to have to be because we want to. If we're going to see the power of God moving, Brother Bill, upon our people again, it's going to have to be because we want to see it. So we see Zacchaeus, he took the initiative, praise God, to see the Lord Jesus Christ. He took charge of the situation. And he began to act, praise God, to be able to do that he tried to attain to. Amen. He had to put things in action. He had to begin to move. I'm afraid there's so many churches today that's so cold and dead and dried up. We don't really care if God touches us or not. Amen. We've got into a form and a fashion, and if we ain't careful, that's the way we'll get. That's the way you and I get. If we ain't careful, we get in a form of fashion, and we don't really care if Jesus shows up or not, as long as we come and our attendance is counted. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I've got an initiative. I've got an objective, praise God, to see the Lord move in the hearts and minds of His people. Amen. Praise God, to take an action, to see that God Almighty, praise God, that show that He's real. I want, every time we meet, I want God to meet with me. Amen. Every time I meet, I want God to meet with you. Every time we get up and sing, I want God, praise God, His presence to be real in our singing. Amen. I want to sing, go cold dead something, praise God. I like it was not. There's the Spirit of God in here. Amen. Praise God, because God had showed up. God had ministered our hearts. Praise God. So we see the personal qualities in Zacchaeus as he was seeking to see the Savior. Amen. The objective to get things done. Amen. He wanted to see the Lord Jesus Christ. So he climbed up in a tree. Amen. Somehow or another, he had to take the initiative to start moving, praise God, to go through the crowd, to start looking for a place. And as he was going through the crowd, he knew he couldn't see over the people. Jesus, now get this picture. Here's this big old sycamore tree. Jesus is going down that old dirt road beside of it. People's lined up both sides of the road, just like a big parade. And Zacchaeus knew he couldn't see over them. So he began to think about the route he had take and the route that Jesus would take. They said he's a coming this way. He's a getting closer and closer. Zacchaeus said, well, I've got to do something. He said, there's an old sycamore tree. If I could get over in that tree, praise God, I could get up in that thing. Praise God, I could see Jesus. Amen. So he took the incentive, praise God, to get back down the road to get to where that old tree was and to begin to shinny up it. Amen. Amen. He began to climb up, Bible said, but he said, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. So he took the initiative. He took a responsibility upon himself. He said, if I'm going to see Jesus, praise God, I'm going to have to put me in a position where I can see him. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm just no hunter from way back. And I can see Brother Bill Zacchaeus, and he got up there and he shinnies up in that tree. I mean, just a boogity boogity. He goes up that tree. He snakes out there up on a limb. Amen. Like we do when we're hunting, Brother Bill. And he wiggles and squirms around in there, trying to get him a good position, tries to get a good place on that limb where he can sit, because he's already settled in his heart. Praise God. He's already took the initiative. He said, I'm going to find me a place and I'm going to settle in. And he said, I'm going to stay right there until I see Jesus. Amen. I would to God that most of us Baptists could be that, could take initiative, to have that much responsibility. To say, praise God, I'm going to the house of God. I ain't going to leave till I see Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to get out there, praise God, I'm going to say. But you know what the problem is? Most of us are thinking too much of getting out that we don't ever get in. We're scared to death that the Methodists will beat us to the steakhouse. Somebody will get down to Kentucky Fried Chicken and eat all chicken before we get there. I tell you what, if I could feed on the things of God, I'd forget about the food of this world. Hey, but I'd hold 10 times, 10-fold better have the food of God than the things of this world. But I see old Zacchaeus, he climbs up in that tree. He settles in there, praise God, for a while. He ain't planning on coming down, praise God. He's not going to compromise his position until he sees the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He's staying in his place. Amen. So he gets settled in there and he's a-watching and he continues to watch. Now that, as we look at this, he says it here. He said, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. So what that means to me and you, praise God, rightly divided, it means that he come to seek and see him with the hope of continually seeing him. Amen. You say, what do you mean, Pastor Jeff? I'll tell you, I mean this right here. Brother Jeff, he didn't come for a casual peek at Jesus. He didn't come just to look through the limbs of the tree and see him. He come with an ideal, praise of God, of seeing him and continuing to look upon him. So if he could see, praise God, what everybody had been telling him was the truth, and praise God, if it was, he wanted to be where he could see him all the time. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. I want to be where I can see him all the time. Amen. He's my Lord and Savior, praise God. If I got to climb up on a tree, praise God, go out on a limb, I'm going to get to where I can see my Savior. Amen. Praise God. It's an exciting place to be. Amen. I've perched out on limbs a whole lot my life. Amen. Almost got bird feet. Hanging on a limb. Praise God. Hey, and it was for nothing. It wasn't for anything nowhere near like a servant of Lord Jesus Christ looking to see my Savior. Amen. When I was a little old young and I'd take an old recarved bow. When I lived up in West Virginia, there's deer all around us. And I'd go up there in my neighbor's apple orchard. Probably I'd climb up in them apple trees. That little old reek didn't have no sights or nothing. I'd just look down that area. And them old deer come out, ever eaten that place to be full. I'd stand up there on that limb, praise God, perched up there on the limb until I got to where I couldn't feel my legs. Amen. Waiting for them to come out. And they finally come out there and I'd draw back and I'd shoot and I'd miss and I'd draw back and I'd shoot and I'd miss. I pray God I'd hang right in there. Amen. Sometimes I hate to admit it, I'd have to crawl down and get my earth so I could get back up on that limb and shoot again. Amen. You know how you are when you're a kid. That's like old Zacchaeus, praise God. I was there for a purpose. Amen. And I was going to hang in there, praise God, to what I got, until I got what I come for. What's wrong with us today, praise God, we don't hang out long enough to get what we come for. Amen. And sometimes I guess we just don't come for the right reason. Praise the Lord. But he's up in there and he's seeking to see the Lord. And the Bible says that he said, for he was to pass that way. Now he done been told, he done realized, he had done studied the path that he was coming. He knew Jesus was coming that way, praise God. So he made himself ready. You know how to see the Lord. You know how to see the Lord more and more in your Christian life is put yourself in his way. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you do it? By finding the will of God, praise God, and just camping out there. Amen. Praise the Lord. It makes all the difference. Because he was there in that tree, his perch. He was there for a spell. He was there to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says Jesus came to him. Amen. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. Amen. So we see Jesus, praise God, as he was waiting, he was looking, he was longing to see the Savior. Jesus came to where he was. I want to say, praise God, if we get to look and to see the Savior, expecting to see him, praise God, he'll show up where we are. He'll come to where we are, praise God. Amen. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. Amen. We ought to be worshiping people. Amen. We ought to come in those doors expecting the Lord to show up and bless us every time we come. Amen. If we come looking for a blessing, we come looking to see the Savior. Amen. But sometimes we don't. Amen. But the Lord comes to him, comes to where he was. Now we know that Jesus is a seeking Savior. Amen. He comes to where we are. And he said unto Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. For today, I must abide at thy house. I don't don't know about you, I just see old Zacchaeus is up there and he's excited because he's seeing Jesus. Amen, praise God. He said the murmurs is coming up to him up in that tree, him perched up there on his limb like a big old bird. And they say the word comes up to him. He said, Jesus is coming. And all of a sudden around the bend, here comes the Savior. Here comes the Lord Jesus Christ. Here comes the Messiah of God. And that little old publican, praise God, he sees his first peak of the Lord Jesus Christ as he comes around the bend, as he comes down the road. His eyes is fixed upon him, Brother Bill. He can't take his eyes off of the Lord. Praise God, not for one second. He don't want to miss a thing. He keeps his eyes focused. Amen. Oh, the Lord, praise God. And as Jesus gets closer and closer, his mind's racing. Amen. Into his remembrance comes all the things that's been said about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there's so many that don't believe on him. Amen. They don't believe on me. Jesus told the Pharisees, he said, if you don't believe on me, he said, believe for the very work's sake. He said, if you don't believe on me, praise God, don't believe on me. Believe the very work I done for my Father. And that little old publican, he sees the Lord Jesus Christ and all this is running through his mind. And Jesus keeps getting closer and closer. Amen. I like it when he gets closer and closer. You can see it. As your pastor, I can see it in this church, Brother Jeff, when Jesus starts getting closer. Now, I know he's here with us when we come. Because as born-again believers, he lives in our hearts, praise God, and we can't go nowhere without him. Wherever we go, there he is. But I can see him, praise God, when he makes himself prevalent in our lives. We come in and we get to worship and we get to sing and we get to praising him. And I begin to see him moving in you. Amen. Zacchaeus was sitting in that tree. He got to see Jesus getting closer and closer. It's the same thing that we have here. When Jesus gets to move in the hearts of my people, we get to see him getting closer and closer. And for those of us that's looking for him, sometimes he gets to where he's just running over. Amen. He gets so close and he gets so real, praise God, that we just can't help ourselves. And we just got to throw up our hands. Sometimes you can't say a word, but praise God, it's all right. Just wave to Jesus. They say, hey, Jesus, bless your holy name. Amen. But the Bible said Jesus came to him. Amen. Jesus came to where he was. He looked up and saw him and said unto him. So we see Jesus that he sought him out. Amen. Out of this great big crowd of people. Great big crowd of people on both sides of the road. Amen. Zacchaeus is off to the left-hand side of the road, up in a sycamore tree. When Jesus gets to him, Zacchaeus, as he fixed with him, his eyes are held on the Lord, praise God. And all of a sudden, Jesus eases over to the side of the road. Can I just see that? You say, preacher, you got a vivid imagination. That's all right, just leave me alone. He eases over the side of the road, but underneath that sycamore tree. And somebody said, yeah, look at that. Jesus is going to go over and get him a little shade. Get it out of the sun for just a minute. But he had a better reason than that. He eases up under that sycamore tree and he looks up. Amen. See, not only is he a seeking Savior, but praise God, he's a looking Savior. See, in order to save, you have to look. You have to see. And he saw Zacchaeus up in there, and he knew in his heart, praise God, that Zacchaeus was looking for him. Amen. So he stops and he looks up. Amen. And he says, Zacchaeus! Can you imagine, oh Zacchaeus, I bet he about fell off his limb. Amen. I mean, he's so engrossed, he's so infixed by the Lord Jesus Christ that's standing there underneath him. The crowds is milling around the multitude. Now, ain't it amazing how Jesus, Brother Robert, out of that whole crowd milling around there on all sides of the road, he comes to where Zacchaeus is because Zacchaeus is a looking to see the Savior. He comes, he realizes that, and he comes to where Zacchaeus is. I want to say, praise God, there's a lot of us say, well, preacher, I wish I'd saved such and such, but he'll never get in church. You can't get him in church. He'll never get saved. Amen. Don't you sell God short, praise God. If he gets to looking, praise the Lord, Jesus can find him where he's at. Jesus Christ, praise God, will make a point to go to him, praise God, if he can't get to him. All we need to do is sow the seed, praise God, that he'll have a desire to see a Savior. to get the question in his own mind, his own heart, praise God. His own attitude, his own life, praise God. So we see Jesus, he says, Zacchaeus! And old Zacchaeus, boy, he's stirred. And he says, make haste and come down. For today I must abide at your house, at thy house. Amen. Don't you know he was rattled for the core? He said, what? All these people that he could go home with? And this man Jesus wants to go home with me? Praise God. Yes, sir, because he come to individual, because he's an individual Savior. Praise the Lord. He comes to you, he comes to me, he comes to each and every one, praise God, because he wants to go home with you. A lot of people say, well, preacher, that'd be okay, but I just don't know if I'd want Jesus in my house. You start racing through. It's kind of like if I tell you that your pastor's going to go home with you. You run home and you start to moving stuff around, stuff you don't want him to see. Amen. Shuffling things. Amen. To try to get it out of sight. Amen. But praise God. He said, Zacchaeus, I'm going to go home with you. And said he made haste. He came down and received him joyfully. See, an individual Savior came to an individual sinner. A seeking sinner, praise God. That's what he does. He comes to individual sinners and saves them by his marvelous grace. Praise God. He goes home with them. But now there's always going to be skeptics and everything. And all that crowd around us, they recognized and they realized who this little man was. They was a-talking and putting him down when he was trying to shinny up that tree. Look at that little old feller up there trying to get in that tree. Why does he think he's a-doing? Somebody said, well, he's that sorry tax collector, so there's probably somebody after his hide to nail it to the wall. Amen. He's all kinds of murmuring about people. But they didn't realize, praise God, Zacchaeus had different intentions today. That may have been the intentions before, but his intentions was different on this day. Amen. And when they saw him, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest of a man that is a sinner. I got news for them. If Jesus went to their house, he'd been a guest of a sinner too. Absolutely. Amen. If Jesus comes to my house, he'd be coming to be a guest in a sinner's house. Amen. But I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Amen. But the Bible said old Zacchaeus come down. Now it makes you wonder if Zacchaeus heard what they were saying or no. But the Bible said that Zacchaeus, he apparently shimmied down that tree. Probably slid down that tree. May have jumped out of that tree. Amen. He's got in front of the Lord. And he said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. He said, those ill-conceived things I got, he said, I'm going to donate them to the poor. I'm tired of my wicked ways. He said, if I've taken anything from any man by false accusations, I restore him fullfold. See, something happened to Zacchaeus from the time he went up in that tree to the time he slid down to the ground and stood in front of Lord Jesus Christ. There was a change in his attitude. There was a change in his heart. Amen. Why? Because he come to seek Jesus, come to seek to see Jesus, praise God, and he saw him for himself, probably for the very first time. And there was something inside him that clicked. Amen. It wasn't a leaf. He didn't turn over a new leaf. But praise God, a Holy Ghost of God stirred in his heart. And he recognized, he realized a seeking, saving Savior. Amen. Still in the seeking, saving business today. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Amen. He said, salvation has come to this house. Because just like salvation could come to the nation of Israel, salvation could come to this old publican, this old sinner. Amen. Praise God. So we see a seeking sinner and we see a saving Savior. Praise God, it comes, makes a difference. He's still seeking to save old sinners today. Amen. Praise His holy name. The difference today in the way Jesus does this, let me just tell you this, and I'm finished. He said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So that was the purpose of it, is to save sinners. He's come seeking to save. The difference between then and now is He uses us to get the job done. Amen. He uses your eyes so that we can look and see old sinners. And He uses your lips so that you can tell them about Jesus. Amen. We can look and see. I said that to say this. There's a whole lot of Zacchaeuses out here in the world. There's a whole lot of folks that's looking for something right now. There's never been a more prime time to see old sinners saved in this hour and day that we live in. In the last hours of this dispensation of grace, they're looking for something. They're looking for hope. They're looking for salvation. Amen? And if we give them the Word of God, amen, praise God, if we'll be those eyes that look for them, look upon them, see them, praise God, as they are, realize that they need some help. Oh, we're not that murmuring crowd. We don't pick at them and put them down. But we lift them up, Lord Jesus Christ. And we put Jesus in front of them so that they can see Him. We confess with our lips what Jesus done for us. We brag upon God. Amen. When we see Him, when we're in their presence, we're bragging, lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, so that they see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. And they long and they desire to see the Savior, the same one that Zacchaeus was looking for, the same one that we saw on that Sunday night, that Wednesday night, Sunday morning, whenever it was that you saw the Savior and realized you need to be saved. That same seeking Savior came to you, that'll come to them and save them by His marvelous grace. But it's up to us, youngins. He came to seek and to save old sinners. And it's up to us today to make the difference, praise God, to put the Word out for those folks like Zacchaeus, that they might see Christ. Amen? A young lady said the other day, said, you know, if we could just see Jesus in the flesh, I wonder if it'd make a difference. If I just see Jesus in flesh, if He'd just come down touch and we could see Him doing it, would it make a difference? Amen. Would it make a difference? We hear it in His Word. We know it in His truth. Amen. History, but tradition has taught us that Jesus Christ is Lord. But they won't hear it. Abraham told that rich man, he said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. He said, no, though one rose from the dead. He said, they won't hear them. Amen. They wouldn't hear Him. If Jesus walked, Brother Bill, down through the city of Asheville tomorrow morning, proclaiming Himself to be the Lord Jesus Christ, people would, they'd probably boo Him and make fun of Him, ridicule Him and put Him down. Amen. But praise God, those of us that know Him, praise God, He's still a seeking Savior, and we know Him because He saved our souls. See, we have the truth that it might compel them to come in, so that they can see Him like we see Him, praise God. That'll make a difference today. That's what people's looking for. They're looking for something that they can see. But I wonder what they're seeing when they see us. Amen. They ought to be seeing that seeking Savior that's looking for old sinners.